All right, here we are in our pre-show for the eighth day of January. So, let's see. I have, what do we got coming up, man? So, we're going to start in earnest probably next week. I don't know, man. We got to start rehearsal for our show. And I don't want to nail down those dates, but I did give you guys tentative dates for those. And we got a lot to do. There's a lot of ideas that we have that we want to work on. Next week, I also have to, I got a couple of things, a couple of appointments. Fuck, am I tired, man? Shit. It's been kind of a whirlwind couple of weeks. Jumping on and off of airplanes. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. I was very, very glad to be in Madison. It's nice to be home. Tonight, we're going to have on Baxter Banks. Is that right, Bud?
I mean, Bud's not really here. You're doing my voice, but...
Right. Bud's not really here. I'm doing his voice. But yeah, we are. We're going to have Baxter Banks, who's a meteorologist that apparently we dealt with very disrespectfully at one point. And we have Jay Santos on to talk about the winds. Now, you may have heard of them. Now, I know that the fires in Palos Verdes has made some news. It's made a lot big news here in California. Not Palos Verdes, excuse me, Pacific Palisades. Pacific Palisades is off of Pacific Coast Highway. It is just south, I think, of Malibu. Before you get to Malibu, Pacific Palisades is on kind of across the highway from Santa Monica. Or maybe Santa Monica's further north or further south. I don't know. I forget. I used to drive PCH all the time to go to the west side, but did I ever really make note of where I was? I remember a friend of mine had an office there in one of the... homes. But point being, they had fire there, man. And I looked it up on the GPS. Here's Pacific Palisades. I looked it up on GPS. And right now, they have a large series of red dots and traffic stops and all kinds of shit going on. From Malibu, yeah, and Pacific Palisades is south of Malibu, just like I thought. across from Will Rogers State Park, Santa Monica is there. So I don't know, man. I saw a picture from a friend of mine said, yeah, I'm looking south from Santa Monica to Pacific Palisades. You don't really look south. You look north from Santa Monica. And Pacific Palisades is in the is a neighborhood above Pacific Coast Highway, across the highway from Santa Monica, Will Rogers State Beach, and all of that. And this is probably not an appropriate time to bring this up, but there's a restaurant that I've always wanted to stop off and eat at, and I never have, called The Real Inn, R-E-E-L-I-N-N, The Real Inn. And it's, I'm going to go there, man. I'm going to eat there. But anyway, there's nothing but big red dashes. Now, what does that mean, man? What do the red dashes mean? Tucked between the Santa Monica Mountains and the Pacific Ocean. Also, what's in Pacific Palisades is, I don't know if you ever heard the story of Thelma Todd. Right? Yeah, Thelma Todd was found dead in her car. She was a movie star. And big movie star in the 30s. And Thelma Todd was at a party and then returned to her home above Pacific Coast Highway. And that where she lived is marked by this, looks like a garage of some kind, but it's marked by a structure of stores and just above that is where she lived. And she was found dead in her car from carbon monoxide poisoning. And they don't know to this day. I mean, the speculation was that she, and I believe the official word was that she had killed herself, but people said there was no reason why this girl would kill herself. She was not the least bit despondent or unhappy. She was dating a gangster. Her boyfriend was mobbed up. And she was coming from a party where, what's this guy's name? I can't remember, but in any event, she had been at a party where a number of these notorious people were, And the next day they find her dead in her car. So, but that's on PCH on your way to just ahead of Pacific Palisades. It's a place that I used to pass all the time, kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, man. It looks like a series of stores marked by this large garage-type entry. Anyway, that's Pacific Coast Highway. And you can, near Pacific Palisades, and you can, the Palisades Fire is up in the mountains above the homes that are there. God, I don't know, man. Let me look and see. God, I hope the people are okay. Looked like a bastard of a fire. evacuations underway in Pacific Palisades and Altadena. That's above Pasadena. That's where I was, above where I was born. I was born at St. Luke's Hospital in Pasadena, just south of Altadena. One fire photo girl posted, "This is my last post for a little while. I don't even know what to do anymore. This place is getting wiped off the map." Jesus Christ. "All LAFD members currently off duty are to call the DOC 213. They give a number here with their availability for recall. They want everybody from LA Fire. All hands on deck to fight the Palisades Fire in Southern California. California is deeply grateful for the brave firefighters. Today, a brush fire started in Pacific Palisades, fueled by extremely high winds." Those winds were like a incredible. Getty Museum used to be there, is no longer there. That's a good, at least that's a break. 30,000 under evacuation order as Pacific Palisades Fire spreads. Palisades Fire live updates, 30,000 ordered to evacuate in L.A. The fire has now grown to 2,921 acres. This is as of an hour ago, and I'm talking to you guys on Tuesday night. What are the Santa Ana winds that are... The Santa Ana winds are something that are annual. They're seasonal. They whip through the area. Where they originate, I don't know. It has to do with low and high pressure fronts coming together. But the Santa Ana winds, and it probably has a lot to do with the ocean air, you know, colliding with the dry air of over land. But fact is, these are fire. This is a wind phenomenon that happens every fucking year since I've been alive. The Santa Ana winds. I remember walking through the Santa Ana winds as a kid, and thinking it was fun. You know, you'd lean into the wind and. And I don't know in those days whether I was really aware of how dangerous those winds were or what fires might have been started by them. The fires that I remember as a kid with the Bel Air fire, the Brentwood fire, the Bel Air fire and Brentwood fires featured movie star homes burning. And there seems to have been, there always was a Malibu fire somewhere. And where I grew up in the San Gabriel Mountains, the San Gabriel Valley, I should say, it was very rare that we had a fire out there, but it did happen. And it happened like when I got into my 20s, there was a big fire just above Arcadia, Pasadena in the mountains. And last year or 2 years ago, I know my friends Don and Pam, who live in Sierra Madre, they were getting ready to book it out of their house because there was a fucking fire up near Mount Wilson that was about ready to turn down the hill. Actor Steve Guttenberg jumps into action as fire burns Pacific Palisades. The brush fire was first reported at around 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday and has burned 200 acres. Now, as of right now, and again, you guys are hearing this tape delayed. So this is Tuesday night, 9:30. The winds are supposedly at their heaviest right now. I don't feel anything. We don't feel anything here at the beach. We may. It may get. It could get worse later on tonight. I don't know. But so far, it's been pretty. We've been spared. Steve Guttenberg apparently jumped into action. Okay, that's that, man. Pre-show over. Time to do the show.